Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Oh, yes it is. It's a coming. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." That's a good word today from Colossians 3:17. Well, friend, it is so good to see you. I hope you enjoyed Remembering Pilgrims, this great Thanksgiving program, normally heard at this time during Mark and Friends, last couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday. And speaking of Thanksgiving, how was your day yesterday? Of course, yeah, Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. I know it looks maybe a little different from for some folks this year. And I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting year, and then we come to Thanksgiving. You know, if, dear friend, you know, I'll tell you, if you base your Thanksgiving on events and circumstances that took place this year, that Thanksgiving tank would be pretty low. But friend, if we base our Thanksgiving on who God is, oh my, that tank will overflow. Amen. Amen. I hope you had just a blessed day yesterday. We had family come over to our house. It was a little different this year. We were hosting. I think this is our first time hosting as a family for Thanksgiving. I'm trying to think back in the memory bank here, but we just had a good day. Yesterday, our daughter Hannah made pumpkin pie, and she made peach pie because my wife loves peach pie and peach this and peach that. And so it was good family time. We played some games last night as well, and just a good day, and I was just blessed. I really was, and I hope the same can be said of you. And so here we are. It's Friday. I'm filling in for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends today, and it's a joy to do that. And so I thought, just kind of now with Thanksgiving holiday, so to speak, behind us, we're going to be focusing on the Advent season, the Christmas season. So that means you're going to hear a little bit more Christmas music here. But today, for Mark and Friends, I thought we would focus and prepare our hearts and minds on Christ during this Christmas season. We're going to play some Christ-centered Christmas music, but also some Christ-centered devotions as well. So let's start things off with a classic. It's Michael W. Smith and Emmanuel, right here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media.
Counselor, Lord of life, Lord of all,
I remember our daughter sang the song in church several years ago. It's Michael W. Smith and Emmanuel. You're listening to Mark and Friends today. And yeah, it's Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. So I think they call this the unofficial start to the Christmas season. And I thought today for Mark and Friends today, we'd play some great Christ-centered Christmas songs and have some great Christ-centered Christmas devotions to prepare us here in this Advent season. And, one of the scripture passages that I always enjoy, or I always try to read this time of the year, is Colossians 2, verse 8. It's not a Christmas scripture, but it certainly pertains to holidays like Christmas. Colossians 2, 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elementary spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ." Friend, beyond the traditions of a Christmas tree and Christmas lights and shopping and Black Friday, don't forget that at the end of the day, it's still about Jesus.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh come.
Great Christmas songs and devotions today to prepare our hearts, to focus our minds on Christ as we kind of take a turn from Thanksgiving holiday to the Christmas holiday season. And I love this quote from Corrie Ten Boom, who said, "Who can add to Christmas? The perfect motive is that God so loved the world The perfect gift was that he gave his only son. The only requirement is to believe in him. The reward of faith is that you shall have everlasting life. Who can add to Christmas?
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh,
Christmas music, some of the most pretty, beautiful songs of Christ. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with His hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God.
Yes, Mary, did you know? That's Gary Chapman. I think that's a favorite right there this time of the year. Well, thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends. I'll tell you what, that was so much fun. That was such a blessing for me. I think Christmas music brings a little extra joy. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. I don't know. But that was really neat. And just kind of start this holiday season, so to speak, off on the right foot. That at the end of the day, dear friend, it's all about Jesus. Let's not forget that. In the middle of all these incredible sales, it's about Christ. Hey, just a few days left here in the month of November, a couple of days left for you to get your November edition of Prime Life Times, and then the December edition will come out. Was it next Monday, Tuesday? Tuesday the 1st, so new month of December. So more details on where you can get your copy of the Prime Life Times at primelifetimes.com. Until next time, dear friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and may you have a blessed weekend.